Simul vincte, hinque terentur per mucu annexis, ut quisque nexu salidatur. That's all of it. Energy exchanged evenly, and now there should be a mark right here on your side. Anyone who wants to access you has me to answer to. Now we can rest. I'll stay with you as long as you'd like. Don't answer that. I can see what the screen says, but I promise you, that is not your mother calling you. Where are you going? Don't answer the door. It's the ritual. No being can enter this space uninvited. At least, I think so. Wait. Do you have anything that belonged to him? It could be anything, Little Light. A necklace, a letter, a shirt. We have to get rid of this. There can be no traces of him near you. It preserves the link.
Honey, it's just me, Mrs. Avery, from down the hall. I heard a ruckus and I wanted to check to be sure you're all right.
Don't move and don't answer. No. Whoever that woman is to you, that's not her. Can't you feel the shift in the energy? The heaviness in the air?
I don't mean to be a bother. But I need to know you're all right. I remember that boy who used to be there with you. I don't want you to get hurt again. Please, open the door.
No. We can't stay.
Open the damn door.
Hold on to me. I'm sorry, Little Light. I know that hurt. I never would have apparated with you, but we had no other choice. He was going to get in. One way or another, he was getting in, and I couldn't protect you. Not there. I'm not entirely sure I can protect you here either. But better in my realm when we have a chance. Stay with me. Little Light. You can't keep falling behind. We just have to go a bit further and then you can rest properly. You must be exhausted. I can carry you. I'm not inferring anything. I know you're not a child anymore. I don't understand why you're so angry with me when all I did was protect you. I know this isn't what you wanted, what you envisioned for yourself, and for that, I'm sorry. We had no way of knowing the course your life would take, or how our being tethered could alter your path. But I cannot say I would have done things differently. You know that I have always been honest with you. I have never played with your mind, or your heart. I can return you, and you can cower alone in your little apartment for the rest of your life. Your home is the only place you'll be protected from him. The only place on earth his claws cannot reach. Is that what you want, Little Light? To hide in the shadows until you become nothing but a shadow yourself. You're not the only one who's made sacrifices. I had to let go of so much to keep you safe. And I do not blame you, Let me be clear. I hold no grudges, nor do I expect you to understand what I've lost. The years I've spent alone, ostracized by those I once called family. They had no idea what I was doing. Entering your world time and again, taking from your monsters while not collecting enough to satisfy my own. I should not be telling you these things. Revealing too much of my realm and the inner workings can only bring you harm. I know what I promised, and I plan to honor and maintain my word. In here, little light. Stay behind the door and don't make a sound. I'll be back in a moment.
I understand. I'll let her know I've returned. I just need to rest a bit.
Where are you? Oh, my gods. It's all right. I'm here. Let's get you into bed. Shh. You're all right. I've got you now. The voices. It was my sister. Not in the sense that you humans know, of course. We were not born unto one another in that way. She found me when I was at my lowest. There was a time I was unsure I could go on, that the prospect of no longer existing seemed a relief to me. She saw through my pain, saw who I could become, and just in time for me to find my footing, and then to find you. To find a purpose. She will not harm you, little light. She is the only being who knows of you. Will she be pleased I've brought you to our realm? Not in the slightest, but I'm sure I can convince her to help us. We have no other choice. Rest now. We will worry about the rest when we come to it. No use in fretting over uncrossed bridges, my love. Little light? You're trembling. I have you. I'm not going anywhere without you. Now try to get some sleep. You're safe here in my arms. And you always will be.
Veda, wake up.
Adria?
Don't wake them. You never told me how deeply they trust you. To sleep so soundly, even in our realm, curled up in your arms.
I can explain.
Veda, there's no time for all of that. I came to warn you. Word of what you've done is spreading.
That's not possible. You're the only one I've told.
Not about your charge, Veda. At least not directly. They are saying that you stole a soul from an upper-level Arafagus. Why would you go against a fear-eater, Veda? I thought I taught you better than this.
It's what was after them. They fell in love with someone who was attached to a fear-eater, and when it realized how powerful they are, it focused in on feeding off of them as well.
That Arafagus has followed them for nearly a year now. I had made my peace with leaving my little light behind. I was ready to close the door and find a way to sever the tie when I realized the Arafagus was coming tonight. How could I untether and leave them to fight alone? After everything they've lived through, how could I add to their pain by betraying them, abandoning them? I'm not asking you to leave them behind, but I'm telling you we have to find a solution or you both may be lost. There has to be something else the Fear Eater wants. Me.